Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome to our show that's for you, those of you who work so hard for your money. You want your money to start working harder for you right now. You want that freedom and cash flow today, not 30 or 40 years from now, but right now, so you can live that life that you love with those that you love. And hey, as I say, always say, cash flow equals freedom. So that's true here. But again, it's not just about getting rich. It's about living a rich life, because as you are blessed financially, you have a greater capacity to bless the lives of others around you. Hey, how amazing would it be if you could create monthly cash flow, passive income from making at least double-digit returns on your money? And get this, it's only $1,000 or more that you need to invest. Guys, that's exactly what Secured Investment Corp does. They actually do short-term lending to real estate investors that's backed by real estate that you can actually return double-digit returns on. That means 10% or better. It's also IRA friendly, and you can even reinvest those monthly distributions to create compound interest on your money too. If you want to learn more about that, go check out securedinvestmentcorp.com. That's secured, S-E-C-U-R-E-D, investmentcorp.com. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Can you believe that this has been over 700 episodes now? We are now going into our ninth season starting about this week, in fact. So congratulations. Thank you for being with us. I know some of you guys have been with us since pretty much the beginning. So I appreciate you tuning in. I appreciate you sharing. In fact, I'd love if you did me a favor here. If you would go to iTunes, go ahead and give us a 5-star review. If you hope it's 5 stars, if it's not 5 stars, 4, I'll take a 4. But give us a 5-star review if you wouldn't, and share this with one or two friends. Please don't keep us a secret. This ripple effect cannot happen without the help of you guys. And most importantly, it's not just about you sharing this with other people, but about you taking this stuff, implementing it, putting it to action so that your life becomes better. Because there's no better way for us to have a great billboard than for you guys to live the life that you love, to have a life of freedom and prosperity, because that is exactly why we created Money Ripples in the first place. Now, if you haven't done so already, guys, I got to just share this with you, because if you haven't noticed, been living under a rock, it's no surprise that the stock market got hit a little bit last year in 2022. Guess what? There's happened to be in February of this year, there happened to be an article coming out from Fidelity. Fidelity came out with their studies about how many 401k millionaires are there. The number has surprisingly, or not so surprisingly, it's decreased. It's gone down. So I want to share this article with you guys here. I'm actually pulling this one up from news again. So I'm actually pulling this one up from Yahoo Finance, Bloomberg. The hard thing is sometimes it goes and times out. So I want to be able to share something that won't time out on me because I don't have a subscription to Bloomberg. But here you go. America's 401k millionaires, those that have at least $1 million in 401k, according to Fidelity, who controls most of the 401ks out there. Guess what? Those that don't have at least $1 million fell 32% last year to 299,000 from 442,000 in 2021. There are now less than 300,000 401k millionaires. Now, I don't know if it actually says the exact number here, how many total 401k accounts there are, but I would bet that there's probably more than 299,000 baby boomers, at least, maybe even Generation Xers like myself that have been packing money in these 401ks, maybe max funding, getting the match. They should easily be at $1 million by now, right? What's going on here? Now, of course, they talk about the average stock 401k balance tumbled 20.5% in 2022. I want you guys to think about this, because 401k balances, they're still growing. Many of these people are still putting money in, yet it tumbled over 20%. The stock market, the S&P 500, however, did not fall that far. It was pretty darn close to 20%, but it was just slightly under. So what this means is that your 401k, like I've said for many years, 401ks, because of excessive fees and because their mutual funds, for the most part, don't even do as well as the stock market. Guess what's happening? They're falling more. So they earn less when it's going up, and they earn less, meaning that it falls farther when it goes down. That is something very important to remember, guys. That is a big deal. It even says the average balance right here. Look, the nest egg average balance is now 103,900. More importantly, what's the median balance? Average balance, remember, the average balance can go anywhere from zero to into the millions. So the average balance is not a good measurement. The median, which is the middle person, this is, for example, you have seven people in a row. You pick the fourth person, the person right in the middle. That's better, because what if the average is like $100 for the first four people and then $50 for the fifth one and then $20 each for the sixth and seventh? You would say, okay, the 50 would be the median person would be $100 in that case, right? So then it would be skewed, even though the average would be less than $100. Same thing here, except it does the opposite. There are a lot more extremes on that side. There's not negative numbers here. So anyways, so looking at that here, we know that about 100,000 is the average nest egg for the employees. Okay. They talk about, is it achievable? Investors say they'll still need at least $3 million, at least 3 million. This is not too far off from the truth. Remember, I have taught for many years that you can only live on 3% in retirement, not the 4% rule. That's gone. Erase that from your memories as just an antiquated, old, dumb number that doesn't work. 3%. So $3 million, 3% is $90,000 a year. That's pretty much what most will say you need to have. That's not far off from the truth, is it? And remember, they still think they need that. They still need to somehow figure this out. They have to somehow achieve this. Go into this, what it takes to achieve it. It's pretty funny. Now, they do talk about anxieties on the rise. Experts say that one study said they need 1.25 million for retirement, for comfortable retirement. And that's jump up from 2021, all because of inflation, right? Here's the thing that's interesting. I want to talk about this right here. There are still more millionaires than 2019. There's only 233,000 accounts in 2019. Granted, inflation's gone up. This is a point to remember. As inflation keeps increasing, will having $1 million mean anything? Probably not so much. Here's what I think is fascinating too. Stashing away $1 million or more in a 401k plan is rare. Rare. So they're acknowledging this is rare. Only about, right here, this is key. Look at this. 1.4% of 401k accounts had more than $1 million of assets at the end of 2022. 1.4%. I want to ask you, right now, the youngest baby boomer is 58 years old. The oldest baby boomer is about where my mom is, about 77, and I'll go on 78 years old. So between about 58 and 78 years old are baby boomers. This is pretty much the bulk retirement age. What percentage of baby boomers are in the population? Now, I'm not giving you an exact number here, but we do know that there are more than 70 million baby boomers. There's also about the same number of millennials. Generation Xers, we're a smaller breed. We only got about 30 million of us. So again, we're doing the math here. There's prime lifers that aren't counted in here. People that are born before or during or before World War II. We've got all the new kids that have been born right now. Needless to say, we probably have about, I would say, 75 to 80 million baby boomers, especially if you have immigrants, people coming in this country. 75 to 80 million. Now, out of the total population, you'd think, now there's over 300 million Americans. You would think that there would be a better number than 1.4%. Does this mean that baby boomers aren't saving at all? Does this mean that only the few, the proud, the Marines, no, I'm just kidding. The few, the proud, the couple baby boomers, if we were to put it in this standpoint, maybe say 5% of baby boomers, does that mean that they're the only ones saving? And just so you know, 1.4%, majority should be baby boomers because they have more time to save. So really, shouldn't we be seeing this number being closer to at least, I don't know, 20%? Shouldn't that be the case? And especially when they also talk about IRA accounts, they say that also there's been a decline in IRA accounts. No shocker. There's only 280,000 of those, which is actually less than the 401ks. There's 299,000 401ks, 280,000 IRAs. Still, that's down a lot. Let's look at the numbers here. So we start with the principal. I'm going to put this at 10% interest rate because I even heard a financial advisor saying with dividends reinvested, you should be getting at least 10% in the stock market. All right. After 30 years, now I know people have been working 40, but I want to go based on 401k. Just so you know, the 401k started about 1984 for the average American. I actually have had clients that have had their 401k accounts since around the end of 84 to the beginning of 1985. Do the math, guys. That is just about 40 years. So I'm going to go only looking at 30 years. Just to say that most people didn't start doing this until the 90s. But we should have a lot of people in the 90s saving up. Let's just say not like the max. Now, I know people are putting in the max of 20,000 plus a year, getting the match. So they might even be getting like 25 to 30,000 a year going to their 401k accounts. Let's just say with the match, you only put in, say, 10,000 a year total. This is the average over the last 30 years. 10,000 with your employer match. Now, there's many times people matched up to 100%, up to a certain percentage, right? 10,000 is not too unbelievable. This is about $800 a month, 10,000 a year. There should be plenty of people that in middle class have saved right around this amount. Watch. At 10%, 30 years, you should have $1.8 million. $1.8 million. Remember, they're saying about 1.4% of accounts ever hit over a million. I'm sure more than 1.4% of the population has been saving for at least 30 years. What if I brought it down to $6,000 a year? That's only $500 a month. I remember even 20 years ago, 20 plus years ago as a financial advisor, $500 a month wasn't too uncommon in a 401k. In fact, some were saving more. Let's look. Look, you still hit $1 million. You should have done it. Here, look, here's the number with the match, $5,600 per year, boom, 1 million, if you're getting 10%. But what if you weren't really getting 10% with all those fees and everything else you were getting? Let's say you only got maybe 7%. Uh-oh, even though that 3% made a difference, they cut it about half, didn't it? What does that mean? That means we've got to do more than that. That means going back up to 10,000 a year, great, you're just back up over 1 million. But what if you weren't really getting 7%? What if you're only getting 6%? Oh, well, that changes things, doesn't it? For not quite 1 million again. Do you guys see the problem here? We have been promised. We've had financial advisors running 10, 12%. Look, 12%. Oh, you should have 2.7 million, not 800,000. Hey, that was less than, I didn't even cut the interest rate by half. And look, it cuts it by about into 25% of that number. That's the miracle of compounding interest against you. Because if you don't get a certain rate of return, you actually have compounding interest not helping you. You get a compounding less return than what you're thinking. It's not just cut in half. Here, I'll show you. 6%. If you only earn 6%, right? I'll go back to it. Remember, 12% is 2.7 million, 6%, 838,000. Guys, that's roughly about 30% of that money, even though it was half the interest rate. It's a big deal. Okay. It's not 50%. It doesn't mean you had 1.35 million. You're having roughly about 500,000, $500,000 less than that. Every percentage counts when it comes to this compounding interest over time. They teach you this. They tell you that the miracle of compounding interest is the eighth wonder of the world. If you're not getting compounding interest, it's not a wonder, is it? It's a travesty and it's horrible. This is the thing that, guys, I really want to dive into here. I really want to emphasize is that this won't be the last you hear about it. There will be more millionaires. Guaranteed, you will hear more and more millionaires. This number will go up in time. It might go lower. It's very possible that the stock market could go down in 2023. It could go down in 2024. We might not see an improvement till 2025. What happens then? You know, and then you start to see people come back up. But with inflation still increasing, and it's going to keep increasing, inflation keeps going up, will that $1 million mean anything? We start seeing articles of people saying, yeah, you're a millionaire, but really you don't need 3 million, like they're saying, to be comfortable. You don't need 3 million, you need 5 million now. Guys, that's possible. That could happen in the next 5 or 10 years, where they'll say, 5 million is what you need. That target keeps moving. And what ends up happening is you end up being like this Dalmatian chasing a fire truck, always chasing it, barking after it, never getting to your goals. And all you do is you wear yourself out silly. You are the one that suffers. You're the one that suffers, not Fidelity, not the financial advisor that sold you on this crap, or the 401k or benefit specialist in HR. No, you are the casualty here. You're the one that's at risk. Guys, I've told you this for years now, years. And I might sound like a crazy person because I've been saying it for years, but it's still true. I've been saying that more and more, you're going to start seeing articles coming out talking about baby boomers not making it to retirement, not saving up enough. And then who they're going to blame? Financial advisors? Maybe. Are they going to blame the savers? They're going to say, you just didn't save enough. You should have saved enough in the beginning, even though with inflation, it was harder to save that much. You should have saved. That's not a whole lot of money. $10,000 a year, that's not so bad. It was 30 years ago. It wasn't that easy, was it? This is my point. By the way, if that weren't enough, so here's an article here from Go Banking Rates. It says, will take a miracle to achieve secure retirement. So it says, even millionaires are feeling the pinch of inflation, becoming increasingly uncertain about the economic landscape. It says, according to this new Natixis Investment Managers, I don't know if I said that right, according to the survey, 35% of millionaires say it will take a miracle to achieve a secure retirement, which is nearly as much as overall investors at 40%. One key reason may be that the $1 million mark may not be as significant as it was. Remember, I talked about inflation. $1 million is not the same. What's interesting, says the survey noted that 58% of high net worth individuals said they accept that they will have to keep working longer than they planned, which underscores one of the key problems of retirement planning, which is unpredictability. Here's what's crazy. Listen to these numbers. What's more, 36% worry retirement may not even be an option. Could you ever imagine yourself becoming a millionaire and saying retirement will never be an option for you? Think about that. Over one third of millionaires say that retirement is not an option. 42% are so worried about retirement security that they avoid thinking about it. So almost half don't even want to think about their financial security. They ignore it. 38% say it'll be hard to make ends meet without public benefits like Social Security. And of course, a whopping 75% believe that because of high levels of public debt, they will get lower payments from the public, lower Social Security. We've heard this before, haven't we, guys? This is not the first time we've heard this kind of concern. People are worried about Social Security not being the same. This is why people are taken from Social Security sooner, because they say, I'm going to take it at 62. What if it's not there when I'm 67 years old? What if it cuts back my benefits, even though they promised me more? What if they have to cut back? These are very real worries, guys. These are the worries that we have been hearing for years. And now we just have to keep having surveys to say the same thing that you have been saying to us. I guarantee that many of these millionaires aren't necessarily millionaires because of money sitting in investment accounts. They probably have equity in their homes. Once again, trapped, locked up in prison. They have 401k or IRA monies, trapped, locked up in prison. Money they can't access, money they can't use, money that doesn't really equate to their better quality of life. Now, if they start pulling out from some of these retirement accounts, will it be enough? Remember, taking out 3% a year, even if you had a $500,000 there, $500,000 equity in your house, right? You have a $500,000 there, 3% is only $15,000 a year. You need Social Security to even have barely a middle-class lifestyle, barely. And that's not counting for inflation. Think about this, guys. This is the reality now. Do you think it's going to get any better? No, it's not, because still people have been teaching the lies. People like I used to be, financial advisors, not that I'm saying financial advisors are liars, but we've been giving false assumptions for so many years. And yet we don't have to be held accountable to it, because it's just using numbers, the reality. But are they really? Just because the stock market does one thing doesn't mean you get the other. You know what I love though, is that when we get some of you guys that are millionaires, you come and say, hey, we've got a $500,000 to invest. Can you do anything with it? Because I don't want to live on $15,000 a year. Yeah, do you know we could take a $500,000 and no guarantees, of course, there's always risk and we're not investment advisors, but it's not impossible that even with deals out there today in the real estate world, and there's various types of real estate that aren't really dependent upon values going up or down, but there's different types of investments you can do that pay you about 10% a year. That's not too good to be true. I'm being conservative, okay? There are some that pay higher, but again, I know it's hard to believe, but if you get paid 10% a year on a $500,000, you're making $50,000 a year. Depending on where it's invested, you might even keep more of it because you might have some tax benefits there along the way as well. That's possible, guys. That's very possible. Even a $250,000. Even if you have a $250,000, 3% of that's $7,500 a year. But a $250,000 making 10% is $25,000 a year. And maybe you're not ready to retire yet. But what if you reinvest that? Now you've got $25,000 a year coming in. You could add to that $250,000, right? What if that adds another 10%? That's $2,500 more a year. Now you're at $27,500. You can keep that growing and going. And there's some ways it can grow by more, like I said, than 10%. We've had many investment properties grow by much more than 10% a year if you factor in equity gains, both from paying down the mortgage and appreciation. If you factor in the cash and cash returns, heck, even that alone sometimes gets you at least 10%. There are so many ways to make more money than the stock market that really, when you look at the stock market, it just sounds ridiculous. Yet, why are the majority still doing this, even though the numbers are proving it? They're proving me right again and again, proving me that people aren't getting what they thought they would get. They're not putting into that financial calculator like I showed you earlier and getting a better return. No, that's not happening. What's happening is they are not retiring, and it's costing them their livelihood, their peace of mind, their freedom. You should not be in that category at all. This is why Money Ripples exists, because we want you to create that ripple effect. We love when we have stories of our clients saying, I'm work optional, or I'm on my way to being work optional, but at least they know they have more to count on than just that tiny little retirement account that's pretty much guaranteed that you won't have the lifestyle that you want. You'll not get the freedom you deserve. Heck, if even millionaires are saying that they're concerned, you should be too. And if you're one of those millionaires, you need to be talking to us right now. You need to be set up an appointment. Reach out to us at moneyripples.com. Even if you're not a millionaire, even if you have at least a few hundred thousand dollars of money that you know you could be doing something better with than what it's doing right now, reach out to us again. If this is in your 401k, don't reach out to us. We can't do anything if it's stuck in your company 401k. If you got old 401ks, IRA money, things like that. You got equity in your home. In some cases, could be worth using still. I have a client right now. I showed her how by refinancing her mortgage, even at a higher interest rate, this is going to be a podcast in the future, but even at a higher interest rate, guess what? She actually still makes an extra $10,000 a year of passive income no money invested. There are ways to do it, make it work. But if you've got cash sitting around doing nothing, even if it's sitting in life insurance, we should talk. You've got money sitting in savings, we should talk. If you got money sitting in old IRAs or old 401ks, we should talk. If you're going to be changing jobs soon or just change jobs and you had a 401k at that employer, this might be your opportunity to find ways to use that and leverage it to be able to grow and make more with it, where you can self-direct your IRA and get it in your control. There are ways to do that. If that is you, if you're in that situation, please reach out to us at moneyripples.com to see how we can start changing you and your family's life, creating a new legacy, a new story, a new impactful story that's not one of doom and gloom for millionaires, but actually one of hope, of freedom. Those are the stories we bring to you, just like stories you've heard recently. These are the stories we're bringing to you. And we intend by 2030 to have more of you in this place where you could say, we've been there, we've done it, we've proven it. We want at least 1,000 of you financially independent by 2030. That is why I'm here. That is why I'm working so dang hard. That's why we've done over 700 episodes to help and serve you, because we know this can be done. If there's 1,000 people financially free, think of the ripple effect that'll have on our economy, on our families, our communities, and across the world, where you are free to serve and use the blessings you've been given by God. I believe that because I believe you have God-given talents and abilities to share with the world, and you're probably not using them to the fullest because you are trapped financially in survival mode or just thriving with a great income, but you're not at the point where you have time freedom either. You can have it all, guys. It's not a too good to be true scenario. It's reality. I've lived it. We have clients that have lived it. It's time for you to live the same. Go and make it a wonderful and prosperous week so you can make it a prosperous life by taking action now. Make it a great day.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.